Vayter in Shas. We are in Maseches Harios, Daf Yud Dalid. The finale. Picking up on Yud Gamul Beis by the bottom of the page. Very last line. Mastile. Rabbi Lev Shimon Berei. Rabbi taught the following Mishnah to Rabbi Shimon his son. Acher Mamre. Others say. Remember we said that was Rabbi Meir. Ilu Haya Temura. If it were a Temura. Beep, turn the page. You're down off. Lo haya karif, it wouldn't have been brought. This is talking about a Maseches Mechoros, a Mishnah that discusses something known as Maisa Behem. We know Maisa Behem is that what happens is that Maseches Mechoros, it talks about that. You think of the animal, and every tenth animal is given his miser. What that they go ahead and they put him through a narrow area, and the tenth one gets marked off as a tenth. And what happens is, if they go and you bring it up as a carbon, the Beis HaMikdash, and the meat is eaten by the owner and whoever he wants in Yerushalayim. So the Mishnah here is talking about a case where the person calls accidentally the ninth one the tenth, and then the tenth one the ninth one, and then the 11th one the tenth one. So he goes the tenth one as the ninth, and he's like, wait a minute, huh? And then the next one he calls it. The tenth, one more time. It calls the ninth one the tenth one. And therefore, the tenth one, he calls it the ninth. And he's like, oh, wait a minute, huh? We know that was the tenth. So then he skips the next one and calls it, he goes forward and calls the 11th one the tenth one. All right, so now what ends up happening? All three of them become Kaddosh. Okay, all three of them become Kaddosh. And the case where the early part of the Mishnah says that all three animals, they have this level of Kedusha. And in the case of the ninth animal that left, we called it the tenth, but it's really the ninth, its Kedusha requires only that as long as it is fit to be brought as a carbon, you can't be eating it. But if it gets to some sort of mum, then it's no longer as Kedusha, and you're allowed to, go eat it. The actual tenth one, which is called the ninth, that's brought as the miser, the carbon. And the 11th one that you call the 10th is brought as a carbon shlamim. So Rabbi Meir says in the Mishnah that the 11th one, which is brought as a shlamim, also falls into the category of temura. That if one would designate another animal in its place, known as temura, you want to exchange it, the original one holds on to its kedusha, and the next one also becomes Kadosh. And the second animal is known as the Temura of the first. So according to Rimeir, if the 11th one is exchanged for another one, both of them must be brought as a Shlomim. On that, Rabbi Huda actually argues that the 11th one itself is a type of Temura, because when the owner called it Meiser, he was really saying, let this animal be the Meiser instead of the 10th. And the din is that a Temura animal cannot in turn make another Temura animal. So Rehuda is arguing, how could the 11th one produce its own Temura? And Meir said back that the 11th animal is not a Temura of the Meiser, of the Meiser Behema. And he proves that, unlike the Temura of most Karbanos, the Temura of a Meiser is not brought as a carbon in the Beis HaMikdash. Therefore, Meir says that if the 11th animal was a Temura, it wouldn't be brought as a carbon. So it's got to be original slumming, which can make its own Temura. So Remeir's whole argument here is based on the fact that the Temura of Meiser cannot be brought in the Beis HaMikdash. Now the Gemara in Temura learns out from a pasuk that says about the Bechor, that Ach Bechor Shor, O Bechor Keves, O Bechor Eiz Heim, and the word Heim is explained as a miut, and it's teaching that only the Bechor are a Kaddosh, but the Temura of them are not considered Kaddosh, and they're not brought as Karbanos. The Dinim of Meiser, Behema, are compared to that of Bechor, because of a Gezerah Shava, and then we have the word Avar, and so the Temura of a Meiser is not brought as a carbon. Armelo. So Rav Shimon says back to him, says, Mihem halalu. Who are these chachamim? Shimeim anus Hashem. We're drinking from the waters. We're supposed to be in a maskim. We're not saying their name. Armelo says, Bnei Adam shabikshu lachor tevotcha. These are people who wanted to uproot your honor. Tvod be'savicha, and the honor of your father's household. Amar Le, so if Shimon said, Gam ahavasam, gam sin asam, gam kin asam, kvar avada. Because a pasuk in Koheles, that their love, their hate, their jealousy have already perished. Amar Le, Rebbe brought another pasuk, Oyev tamu charavos lenetzach. The enemy have ended, I mean the lives of enemy, but the ruins remain forever. Amar Le, Shimon says back to Rebbe, Hani mihilchi da'ahanu ma'asayu. That is only where the enemy's deeds were effective, where they actually were able to do it. So Rabbanon lo hanu ma'asayu, but these chachamim, what they tried to do, didn't actually work out. They tried to do something against me, it didn't work. Hadar asale, he then taught the following version to Rabbi Shimon, Amar Mishum Rabbi Meir, Ilu Oyu Tamura, if they were a Tamura, lo hayakarv, then it wouldn't be brought, wouldn't be offered. Amar Rava said, Afilu Rabbi Dan Venusa Hutana, even Rabbi was a humble man, he taught, and then Amar Mishum Rabbi Meir, they said the name of Rabbi Meir. Amar Rabbi Meir, lo Amar. Amar, Rabbi Meir, lo Amar. He said Rabbi Meir didn't say it. Right, even in Rebbe's next explanation of this Mishnah here, it wasn't said directly as Rebbe Meir. Pardon, so it's not saying like, oh, Rebbe Meir didn't say it, but rather he's saying he didn't say Rebbe Meir said it. It wasn't said it directly outright. Says Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Ligu Barav Mishim Gamliel V'Rabbanan, they argue, Chad Amar, Sinai Adif, one says, what does it mean that Sinai is Adif? That means a scholar, a great sage, who knows Mishnayos and Braisos, that's better than a person who knows how to analyze. V'chad Amar, Oker Harim, Adif, and one says, no, someone's Oker Harim is this sharp analytical mind. Says Rashi, Sinai Adif, Mishashana Mishnah, Braisos, Durin, Lokin, Nisinas, and Mersinai is a clear like given to Mishnayos from Mersinai. And Chad Amar, Oker Harim, the Harim of a full pal, Batorah, Alpishin, Mishnah, Braisos, Durin, Lo. Kokach. Oker Harim is going to be Adif. Rav Yosef Sinai. Rav Yosef was this thing called Sinai, that he had it all stirring the fifth, and Rabbah, Oker Harim Rabbah, had the great analytical mind. So, Shalchu L'Taman, they sent the following message to Eretz Yisroel. Ezimim Kodem, which of them goes first? Shalchu L'Taman, they said back, Sinai Adif. Someone who has the Osturim the fifth, the Mishnayos, the Amar Mai, and the Brises. Hakol Tzrichim Lomar Chitai. Everyone needs the owner of wheat. Right? So the Talmud Chacham was a whole thing of knowledge. It's like a merchant who gathers all this type of wheat and is able to go out to sell. Fil Hachi Lo Kabel of Yosef Elai. So Rav Yosef did not accept this position over here. Malach Rabbah assumed the Tartan Shin. Rabbah, who is instead took his position, he ruled for 22 years. Vahadam Malach of Yosef, and of Yosef, after he died, Rabbah died, he ruled afterwards. V'chol Shnei, the Malach Rabbah, all the years that Rabbah ruled, of Yosef, afilu umna labesi lo chalif. Yosef didn't even have a blood letter visit his house. As long as Rabbah was in charge, then he didn't want to have any sort of official position of power. Rashi says, "Shalom Ratzalim Sroer Batzmo." Calls to the Shemesh Hamelach Rabbah. I feel b'ha'is of Rusa. Shalom Ratzal. Even this type of thing. Shalom Ratzal. Havi Shum Uman B'Sachbeis. Didn't bring any master, craftsman into his house or expert. Ella Kishu Ratzal Hakizdam. He wanted to do a Kazdam. Haya Uman Al Beisi. The Rabbah V'Sham Haya Hikis Haya Makis. Then he would go. He would go to something. So whenever he would only go to Rabbah. And then go and do this. Abaye v'Rav Rav Zera, v'Rabba Bar Masna, Havi Yosvei, they're all sitting together. Haritzvichi Reshe, they needed a leader. Right, they wanted someone to go into to be in charge of the discussion. Abaye they said, "Call the Amir Milsa. Whoever says something, Lo Mifrach, and is not knocked out, Havi Reshe. He should be the head. The Kul Mifrach." So the teachings of all of them were knocked out. The Abaye lo Yifrach, except for Abayes. Chazir Rava l'Abaye, the governor Reisha. Rava saw that Abaye, he went up to the head. He was elevated. I understood this is Minas Shemaim. Amalei, so he said to him, Nachmeni Psach Ve'ema. Nachmeni, start to speak, teach us. Right? That was Abaye's actual name, says Rashi. Amar Drasha, the Mishmei, Paschal, the Rebusei. Abaye Karlev Nachmeni, that's what he was called. Iboilehu, Rabbi Zera, Verabba, Bar Rav Masna, Haimini, Adav, which is better, Rabbi Zera, Charev, Fumakshe. We have Rabbi Zera, he's sharp and he asks good questions. Verabba, Bar Rav Masna, Moslem, Masik. He's very patient and he gets to conclusions. My, what's the ideal thing? Teiku? And for the Gemara, good question. We don't know the answer. Hajan Allah. Coin Mashiach Usliku Lay Meseches Horio Sainalalai Oh and Lalalai Hey Mazda for finishing Meseches Horios. Let's quickly do what we said we're going to do. We got a Hajjan Allah, this parakh of Testament Bays. We start off and it says, Coin Mashiach Shechata Rachakach Avarim Shechosov, Achinas Shechata Rachachachavim. Okay, we are Yotze Zion. Ah, what a Simcha Gedoyla Leo Samitza Tamid. Not only did we just finish Harios, my friends, but Hajjalach Maseches Harios V'Seder Nezikin. What a simcha. Looking forward to moving on to now the next Seder of Kachim, starting off Bez Hashem with Zvachim. Again, a Helige Helige Mazdov to one and to all. We hope he's still going to finish Gans Shas. Until then, I'm going to show you all a great, great day.